Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 1, I finished with the study of verses 13 and 14 and was just starting the invitation. This is important, so listen in today.
He's on his firm foundation for the Bible.
Let's get right with God in our own heart, in our own home, in our own church. Go to the house of God. Don't be afraid to publicly repent and pray for God's grace and mercy. Now, as the first repenter, we know in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus is overlooking Jerusalem before his crucifixion. They'll be coming and taking him very soon, within the week, and he'll die for our sins. And with a broken heart, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings." Now notice this next part. "And ye would not." What's the result? "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." And he will proceed, after finishing out that chapter with those words, the very next chapter, first few verses of that chapter, look at Jerusalem, said, "There shall not be one stone left upon another." And in AD 70, that was true. And when we look through Scripture, the eyes of Scripture, we can see that judgment is coming. As first repenters, we need to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for our churches, for our country. Now, we also know that to be saved, you must repent. That's the first repentance you do. 2 Peter 3:9, we read this. These are the very words that Peter wrote from God's Holy Spirit himself, where it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Not willing," now notice what he's not willing for, "not willing that any should perish." He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. "Not willing that any should perish, but that" who? How many? "But that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come," verse 10 says. You see, there comes a point when the door's shut. But right now, you're listening, there's a door open. You can be saved. You can be right with God. This world, with the secularists bold in their atheism, running us down, cunning in their sin and malicious in their temper, they're going to be consumed by the breath of the omnipotent Almighty Lord. Yes, evil has many mighty men on its side who are united in purpose, but they will not be finally victorious. Although the bondage and attack of God's people may be long and grievous, it is not everlasting. For us, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, which are alive, shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wow. My friend, that can be your testimony today. What must you do to know that heaven is your home? Well, you take God at His word. Remember, the Bible, the Word of God, does not lie. And He tells us this about ourselves. He says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. That includes this preacher. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, it's interesting that term, come short of the glory of God, has the idea they continually come short of the glory of God in the Greek tense in which it's written. So we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? Jesus Christ is the glory of God. We're compared to Jesus Christ. You can't say, well, I'm as good as Preacher Andy. You may be better than Preacher Andy Bloom, but my friend, understand, you're not compared to me. You're compared to Jesus Christ, and we all come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift, not what we earn, but what's given. How was that given to us? Well, gift must be purchased by someone before they give it to you. And Christ purchased the gift of salvation for us when He shed His blood on the cross and paid it all. He paid for all sin for all time on the cross. Your sin, my sin. When He was on the cross and the blood was pouring from Him, understand, not only was that a picture of our sin being punished, but when the wrath of Almighty was poured upon His human spirit, He suffered all for you and for me. And so understand, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and the wages of our sin, what we've earned, what you and I have earned, is to go to hell. But the gift, oh, we don't have to. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you know what? A gift has to be received and taken possession of. You have the free will to receive it or reject it. He says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, you think, I'm not good enough to get saved. Well, none of us are. He says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No, you're not good enough to be saved. I'm not. None of us are. But Christ was. He was God come in the flesh. And so He died on a cross for your sin and for my sin, because He loves us. We read in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Why does He say Lord Jesus? Lord speaks of His deity. This was Emmanuel, God come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus is His humanity name. Jesus, who died for our sin humanly. And His human spirit was tortured for us, for our sin, for that's what our sin demanded. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. He literally, bodily rose from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Trust in your life. But the righteousness you're believing onto is not your own. It's the righteousness of Christ. So for with the heart, man believeth unto the righteousness of Christ. You see, that's what the context is there. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, because you're depending your eternity upon His righteousness and His payment for you. And that He doesn't lie, that He said He would pay it in full for you. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. That is the name of Jesus. So, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, admit you're a sinner. Be willing for the Lord to cleanse you of your sin by His blood. That's what His blood was shed for, to cleanse you of your sin. That's repent. Repent says, I want to turn to God. My mind is towards God, not about me and not about my ways, but now I'm turning to God and trusting Him and Him alone. Now I'm going to trust Him with my life. I'm turning from sin, and yet I realize I don't have power over sin, so I'm turning to Jesus Christ, and I want Him to take my sin away. And He'll save you from not only sin's penalty, but He'll save you from sin's power over you. And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, some were drunkards, some were adulterers, some were homosexuals, some were revelers, social drinker, partying type groups, some were thieves, and on down the line, he says, such were some of you. Now, people today think, even in Christian circles, that can't be healed unless a person is under psychological counseling. Well, they didn't have it, but, oh, I tell you what, such were some of you, they were changed by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because they gave their heart and life to Him. So you know you're a sinner. You turn to Him. You repent. You believe that Jesus died for you on the cross and rose up literally, bodily from the grave, believing that He was God come in the flesh who died for you and paid your sins, believing that His righteousness will make you accepted before the Father, not your righteousness, but His. You call upon Him to save you. And He said, now unless you believe God lies, He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Romans 10:13, shall be saved. John 6:37, He said, Him come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Would you do that right now? Would you ask the Lord to be your Savior? I'm going to form a prayer right now, and the prayer I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this, and you're really wanting to give your life to Christ this day, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe that He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Please save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart, would you write us and let us know? We want to be able to rejoice with you on our website that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments. You can find booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. One of those booklets is Building Blocks. That's the first one you should start with. And then go into church fellowship. But there's 8 booklets there. I wouldn't suggest reading them all, but start with Building Blocks and let it help you. Tell someone of this decision you made. Tell us and tell someone else. If you don't go to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, look in your either the internet or Yellow Pages or whatever else that is there and look for Fundamental Independent Baptist. Look for Independent Baptists and find out if they use this old King James Bible, if they sing the old hymns, and if they do, then ask the preacher, tell the preacher you've made this decision, and what should you do next? And, oh, he'll be so happy to help you. Well, I see that our time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And, my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible stands.